One thing worth a rant is the Electoral College. Yeah, I'm sure we are all a bit sick of this, aren't we? Isn't it over yet? Hopefully soon. But in the US, as has become very obvious, is there really isn't a national election for president. Rather, there are many regional races as part of the system of states choosing the president, rather than the people directly. And we have again been reminded of this fact recently by the agonizing better part of a week spent waiting for local authorities in places like Pennsylvania and Georgia to count votes, adding up the different points scored for each state, trying to reach this mystical 270 number needed to win the race. Now, why do a couple hundred or thousand votes matter in a swing state when one candidate wins literally millions of more votes overall? No, it's not a secret plan to let places like Nevada steal the spotlight. You missed your chance, Nevada. You had it, but you couldn't count fast enough, I'm sorry. The answer is a system that weighs votes based on geography, not just population. Time to get the napkin out for some quick maths, and I promise we'll count faster than Nevada. In the Constitution, each state in the US gets a baseline of 2 Electoral College votes, plus a number proportional to its population. So take, for example, large but mostly empty Wyoming compared to California. Minus the buffalo and tumbleweed, there's about 600,000 inhabitants of Wyoming. It's one of the few states that has more senators than representatives, with only one member of the House and the 2 senators each state gets. So we add this up to get 3 Electoral College votes. Pretty simple, right? So stay with me. So that's 200,000 citizens, roughly, per Electoral College vote. Okay, great. Still counting there in Nevada? Yeah, sounds like probably. Now, California is a slightly different place. With about 40 million people and the 5th largest economy in the world, it's a place closer to the entire country of the United Kingdom in scope. And it has 53 representatives, but still only the 2 senators. So we add that together, 55 votes in the presidential election, the most of any state. But that's almost 700,000 citizens per Electoral College vote. And what that means is that per vote in the Electoral College, a person in Wyoming has 3 times the impact of a person in California. So all people are created equal, but some are maybe more equal than others, it appears, anyway. And even this level of equality isn't shared evenly. As a former resident myself of the District of Columbia, which has no senators and only a single non-voting representative in the House, I was still allowed to vote for president. And DC gets 3 votes for its 700,000 residents. However, over 3 million US citizens live in Puerto Rico, and they get a similar setup, but without the ability to vote for president. But I digress. So why the swing states? Because each of these contests is winner-take-all. Well, except for the 2 cheeky exceptions in Nebraska and Maine. 51% of the vote in California gets you all 55 of those electors. Since it almost always votes Democratic, then why even bother, when there are states with similar margins that could tip the scales? About 20% of the total electors in the system are not based on representation, they're based on this default count. This means hilariously, or potentially disastrously, depending on your point of view, it's feasible that a candidate could win the election with roughly 1/5 of the popular vote. Crazy, right? I know what you're thinking. What morons designed this system? This can't possibly be working as intended. What broke here? Well, actually, this seems to be exactly the intent of the system. Look, the Electoral College was put in place by the Founding Fathers almost 250 years ago, and they had no intention of creating a direct democracy. Even then, it was a compromise between the more populous northern states and the southern states that still relied on disenfranchised slaves. There's a lot to unpack here, including counting slaves who couldn't vote as 3/5 of people and all sorts of things like that. But the germane point of this conversation is the reason for the separation between voting citizen and the choice of president. Bluntly, they didn't trust the electorate. The system is designed to divide power between the people, the states, and the federal government. Constitutionally, electors are actually not required to vote the way their citizens do. Does that mean that these shadowy folks, and yes, they are actual people, not just numbers on some Associated Press graphic, that they can change their minds, vote against the will of the people? Yes, the answer is yes, and they have. Nothing compels states to be winner-take-all. States are free to decide however they want to vote. Remember cheeky Maine and Nebraska, who have a more proportional system? And actually, there have been a few times electors have voted against the consensus in the past, but never enough to change the course of an election. However, there is a sneaky plan called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. It's an agreement with a terrible name by quite a few states to subvert the system by agreeing to vote in the college based on the outcome of the national popular vote, not just their local state elections. Now, the funny thing is, the compact only goes into effect once there are enough members committed to take control of the election. Now, while this all sounds a little bit scandalous, and I'm sure some people will see this as a coup should it happen, and honestly, they might be right, why should we have to change the system from the inside with some sort of political Trojan horse? Why can't we just, you know, have an election? Have a single election instead of 50-something little ones? Doesn't that seem just a little bit simpler? And at least when Nevada does finally finish counting votes, they will all actually matter. Thanks for listening to One Thing Worth a Rant by me, Jeremy Pennycook. What do you think? Do we need to tear up the system in the name of democracy? Or is it working exactly as intended? We should just keep it that way. Let me know what you think. And whenever and wherever you can vote, I hope you do. Talk soon.